Welcome to this demonstration of using VoiceOver with Mountain Lion. In this demonstration, I just want to take you through how to use Gatekeeper, which is a way that Mountain Lion now allows you to control applications that can be installed on your Mac. And by default, the install is for applications from the Mac App Store or signed digitally from developers that Apple basically is keeping track of in a way. And I want to show you how you can modify the three settings for Gatekeeper to control what applications can be installed on your Mac. And I'm actually going to change mine to Mac App Store only because I've got young boys and I don't want them installing anything on my Mac. Okay, so before I get started, let me say that my MacBook Pro is turned on, VoiceOver is running, and as usual, let me go to a known spot on my Mac for starters by doing Shift VOD, remembering that the VO keys are the Control and Option keys held down together. So that's Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D for desktop, and I'll do that now.
Desktop, Dropbox alias, selected alias.
Okay, so we want to get to System Preferences. So I'm going to do VOD or Control Option D.
Dock, System Preferences, 11 of 24.
Okay, VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar.
System Preferences, Window, Toolbar.
Okay, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Preference panes, scroll area.
Okay, let's interact with the preference pane scroll area. So that's Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with preference panes scroll area. 33 items.
Okay, I'm going to do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
General button.
Okay, you're on the first icon, General. Now I'm just going to type in SE for Security and Privacy.
Security and Privacy button.
Because that's where Gatekeeper is. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press Security and Privacy window. Toolbar.
And now VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
General, selected tab, 1 of 4.
Okay, and it's actually in the general tab, which is currently selected. But let's just have a look at the other tabs quickly. We've got in the VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
File vault tab, 2 of 4.
File vault.
Firewall tab, 3 of 4.
Firewall.
Privacy tab, 4 of 4.
And privacy. So if general wasn't selected, I could just do VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar on that tab to select it. Okay, and let's just go through all the settings till we get to Gatekeeper. So I'm going to do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
A login password. Change require immediately after show a message. Set lock. Disable image. Allow applications downloaded from.
Okay, and that's the one. Allow applications downloaded from. And if I do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Mac App Store. Dimmed radio button, 1 of 3.
Okay, that's Mac App Store.
Mac App Store and identified developers. Dim selected radio button, 2 of 3.
Okay, Mac App Store and identified developers, and that's currently selected.
Anywhere, dimmed radio button, 3 of 3.
And from anywhere. Okay, so if I want to actually change any of those, I've got to actually put in my admin password for my account. So I'm going to do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Click the lock to make changes. Button.
Okay, click the lock to make changes. In our case, we do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Prep authentication window secure edit text as keyboard focus.
Type in my highly secure password. Enter.
System preferences, security and privacy window. Click the lock to prevent further changes. Button.
Okay, now if I do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Anywhere radio button, 3 of 3.
Okay, so now as you can hear, these are no longer dim now, so they're active. So that's anywhere. Then VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Mac App Store and identified developers. Selected radio button, 2 of 3.
Selected, and then if I do one more back to the left with VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Mac App Store, radio button, 1 of 3.
Okay, Mac App Store. Now I'm actually going to do the one that I'm not going to use, but I'm just going to show you what happens when you do choose it. So I'm going to use from anywhere. So VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow twice.
Mac App Store and anywhere, radio button, 3
okay,
of 3.
And let's select it with VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Prep, interact with alert dialog. Choosing anywhere makes your Mac less secure. Choosing anywhere makes your Mac less secure. Instead, you can allow an individual application from an unknown developer by control clicking its icon and selecting open.
Okay, so you can, when it says control clicking, for VoiceOver user, it actually means when you're on the application, you can do Shift VOM or Shift Control Option M for the context menu and choose open, and then that will allow you to install the application, although I haven't tried that yet. Okay, now I don't want to do this, so I'm just going to do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Choosing any Instead, you allow from anywhere button.
Okay, that's the allow from anywhere button if I want to choose that. Or, and the default is...
cancel default button.
The cancel button if you just press enter. So I'm going to do VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Closing dialog.
Now VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Mac App Store radio button, one of three.
And I want to choose the Mac App Store. So I'm going to do VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Selected Mac App Store radio button, one of three.
Okay, and now I'm going to relock my system again. So I'm going to do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Mac App Store, anywhere. Click the lock to prevent further changes button.
VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Press, click the lock to prevent further changes button.
Okay, that's locked. And to confirm it, if I now do VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Anywhere. Dim radio button, 3 of 3.
I know it's definitely locked because all those, that option now and the other ones will be actually dimmed out. They're not active or you can't change them. And that's all there is to it. So if I now do command W to close the window.
Finder, desktop, Dropbox alias, selected alias.
Okay, let me go install an application that's not in the Mac App Store and see what happens. I'm going to do Option Command L for my downloads folder.
Downloads, now in downloads window. List view table.
And I'm going to interact with Shift VO down, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with list view table, row 1 of 10. Name, 12 ReadHear Pro 2.0.
Okay. ReadHear Pro, that's actually an application that's definitely not in the Mac App Store. And that's a DAISY program. Okay, I'm actually going to open it up with Command O.
Open. Now in ReadHear Pro window, image browser group.
I'm going to change the image browser view to list view. That's with command number 2.
As list checked, list view table.
Interact with Shift VO down, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with list view table, row 1 of 2. Name, documentation folder.
Okay, VO down, Control Option down arrow.
ReadHear Pro.pkg installer package.
Okay, here's the installer package, and let's try and run it with command O.
Application, alert, system dialog, help button.
Let's do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
ReadHear Pro.pkg is on the disk image. 12 ReadHear Pro 2.0.5437c.dmg. Safari downloaded this disk image on the 28th of June 2012 from www.ghbraille.com.
Okay, one more back to the left again with VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Your security preferences allow installation of only apps from the Mac App Store and identified developers.
Okay, one more time to the left.
ReadHear Pro.pkg can't be opened because it is from an unidentified developer.
Okay.
Alert image.
And then that's the alert image at the top of the window. Okay, so if I just do VO right arrow control option right arrow quickly.
ReadHear, your ReadHear, help, okay, default button.
Okay, and then VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Finder, ReadHear Pro window, ReadHear Pro.pkg installer package.
Okay, now this time, let me access the context menu this time and see what happens. So Shift VO M or Shift control option M.
Menu, 14 items.
Okay, VO down, control option down arrow.
Open.
Okay, now let's choose open and see what happens this time. VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Application, alert, system dialog. ReadHear Pro.pkg is from an unidentified developer. Are you sure you want to open it?
Okay, VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Opening, ReadHear Pro.pkg, ReadHear help button, open button.
Okay, VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Installer. Now in, install ReadHear Pro window. Welcome to the ReadHear Pro installer.
Okay, and so on. So I won't go through the install because I've actually already installed it. So I'm going to press Command Q.
Finder, ReadHear Pro window.
Okay, let me close all my windows in my Finder with Option Command W.
Close all, now in desktop, Dropbox alias.
And we're back to the desktop. Okay, so even with the Mac App Store gatekeeper option turned on, you can still install unidentified or non-signed applications to your Mac. It's just that by default, it will come up and warn you that this is not either a Mac App Store application or it's not a signed copy from a trusted developer, so to speak. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this demonstration. Thanks for listening and bye for now.